At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, and it is a victory Monday. So we ask the question, who is the MVP of the Bears' 24-15 win over the reigning Super Bowl champion Eagles on Black Friday?
I was looking at Marshall, and Marshall was looking down to turn his microphone on.
Oh, sorry. Did you want me to go first?
I will.
Layla switched the samples, man. She went right to you, buddy.
Okay, well, that's fine.
He turned toward me, and me trying to read body language was like, oh, Marshall wants to talk. And then he just looked down instead, and I know I'm short, but
I was definitely turning my mic on. That's what I was doing there.
I would have sacked you like a quarterback just now.
You have leverage because you're below me, so that works. You're closer to the ground. Listen,
I am.
As for this game, and you know, I go through a lot of the statistics. Obviously, we're looking at the running game as like the biggest thing going. But as far as MVP for the game, I got to give it to Nashawn Wright because he continues to play with such a ferocity. He was the guy who played 100% of the snaps on defense, and he came up with one of the biggest plays of the game in that he was able to take the trademark play from the Philadelphia Eagles, the play they've been trying to outlaw for how long now? 2-3 years? And he got a strip. He got a fumble forced. Also a fumble recovery. That's an FF and an FR.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Wright's ability to stick with, you know, what Dennis Allen was trying to do and make something happen, to me, he's the MVP of the game.
I like it.
All right. I will say now. I'm sorry. So I'm going to follow the head coach's lead and give the game ball to the offensive line. I just think they were so, so good. The lanes they were opening, I always like to say, like, if we're seeing it and if we're seeing where the play is going to go, we can see the end result. Then that lets you know how well it's being executed. And that's exactly what was happening. Tight ends deserve credit as well because they all got in on the block party. That was for sure. But especially just the runs up the middle too, and being able to have cutback lanes. Prior to this season, I challenge you, when was the last time that you talked about a Bears running back having a cutback lane? That's not something that we talk about. The concept of assuming that the Bears running backs are going to get into the second level of a defense, that's what's happening right now with this offensive line. There were plays in this game where I didn't think they gained anything, and they still would get 2 yards out of what looked like a no gain. Those details can make such a huge difference in the game, and I think we saw it.
I'm going to go with Kyle Manunggay. 22 carries, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Just looking at some of the things I charted. The 17-yard run in the first. The fourth quarter, obviously, a 5-yard touchdown run. They made it 17-9. But what really puts me over the edge thinking about Kyle Manunggay right now is that crazy sequence of events in the third quarter in the fourth inning where the game was really won. It's 10-9 Bears after the A.J. Brown touchdown. Caleb gets picked by Jalix Hunt. The Eagles then give it right back on the Nashawn Wright push-tush strip. Then the Bears get the ball and a 31-yard run. By Kyle Manungai, which was just massive. It led to the 5-yard Manungai touchdown. It made it 17-9 at the time, and that's exactly what the Bears needed. So it was very close to me at this moment between Manungai and Swift, but I'm going to go Manungai.
So you would say he's your Manungai.
He is my Manungai.
Who's your Manungai?
You're my Manungai now. You're my Ditka. You're my Manungai. You're my Ditka now. You're my Ditka. You're my Manungai.
You have fun over really there with your Ditka. Gross and crazy, and I just want to let you know that
wasn't me. Don't talk about my Ditka like that.
Hey!
Or my Butkus.
Number two.
Question number two. Bears. We're going to put it down, flip it, and reverse it for a little remix of number one. Woo. Question number two is, what was the most important moment of the Bears' win over the Eagles?
This is what I dubbed in our pre-show meeting, the MIM. Mark Grody asked, what's the most important moment? So we have the MGAS, the Mark Grody Appreciation Scale, and now we have the MIM.
The most
important moment.
Which people would just walk around saying, hey, bro, did you hear the MIM today?
Yeah, and my MIM was actually the Kyle Manungai 31-yard run. Because of all the things that you could possibly do, the best thing to do after creating a turnover, which the Eagles were close to doing when they intercepted Caleb Williams off the screen, and then they tried with that little tush push of theirs, and we saw what happened. The next thing to do is the offense is like, okay, let's go. And then they're like, nah, we're going to run it down your throats. And that's exactly what happened. Nothing more demoralizing. And that's exactly what occurred. And then it was, I call it the response drive, because that's how you respond to what happened with the interception and then the right fumble recovery and then that drive that led to a touchdown. That was like the Mortal Kombat finish them type of moment, even though there was a lot of game left. But that's how I felt at the time.
Yeah, I disagree with that, but only because, like, you think finish him, I think there's blood everywhere. I think it's over. Like, there's no chance of coming back. I think when the Bears were up 17-9, it was still a one-score game, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, the MIM, the most important moment,
thank you,
is when Caleb Williams, on a 2nd and 8, with under 7 minutes to play, said, why are we only up one score? And then he flipped his hips, and then he flicked that thing on target to Cole Kmet in the end zone, and then everybody could say, because the Bears at that point went up and took a 24-9 lead. And then, with 6 minutes and 26 seconds left, I was like, this game's over. This game, that was it. That was the blow that put the Eagles to sleep.
So the touchdown pass by Caleb
to Cole Kmet.
It was a sick, sick touchdown pass. No doubt about it. It's like, there you are, making a big play in the fourth quarter like he does. I am going to go with, those are excellent choices. I am going to go with, so after the short Manungai touchdown that made it 17-9, the drive on which he had the 31-yard carry that Layla mentioned. The defense, right after that, it's 17-9, and you're feeling pretty good, but you feel like you need... That's right, you did the right gesture, Marshall. Marshall just did the 3-and-out. A 3-and-out. Mm. Oh, I took that pretty seriously. Because it wasn't like, I thought at that point we're going to get, it's on. You know, we're going to get exchange. It's going to just be back and forth the rest of the way. And no, a 3-and-out. And guess what that led to? That touchdown pass to make it 24-9. So you and I are kind of digging in the same circle right there, Marshall.
5 on it. Number 3.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. And before we get to question number 3, do you know what tomorrow is? Because I've got the answer for you. Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So join us in supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Together we rise. It's Chicago Against Hunger. Donate now to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at chicagosfoodbank.org or text GIVE to 914-7-1. Now here is question number 3. The Bears used the run game to dominate the Eagles. Do you think that's how the Bears run game will look the remainder of the season?
I ask this question because I keep in mind what Ben Johnson had to say, which is that offense is going to look its best in the month of December. Which December is today? Is it going to be a December to remember? And not just because of sales events, but because of, you know, the football game you're watching? Always important to ask that question. So I want to know, is this the finished product of the Bears running game? I still think the wind played a big factor in this. I do think Ben Johnson probably default would call 36 passes if he could, because that's what offensive coordinators like to do. We saw him call 18 in a row the week prior. So do I think that the run game can open up those kind of holes? Yes. But do I think that we might see as many running plays and have that over 200-yard individual run performance for two runners twice? Like, I don't know about that. But I feel like this could be a good basis to see how the offense is built upon it.
I think this rushing defense will look, or excuse me, rushing offense will look similar to what we saw today. I think there will be a little bit more balance with the pass rush. Why do you ask? Well, it's pretty simple. I look at the best rushing defenses in the NFL, and at number 8, I see the Packers. At number 10, I see the Browns. At 11, I see the Lions. At 12, I see the Niners. Those are the four teams that the Bears are going to face the rest of the way. They all have upper echelon rush defenses. They are serious about stopping the run. No one's giving up more than 104 yards per game. So back to my overall statement, my overall thesis, if you will. It's still COE, because guess what? Folks are going to stop that run game at a better clip than what we saw against the Eagles. So Caleb better have his big boy pants on and make the throws when it matters most, which he has done for the majority of this season.
Green Bay Packers are a really good defense. But if we are to believe, and I think it's probably a pretty good idea to believe in the analysis of guys like Olin Krutz and Tom Thayer, who believe that this is the top offensive line in the league right now, being that it is Ben over everything now and still Ben over everything, he's going to find the right game plan, which maybe won't involve as much running, but let's not get ridiculous. If you have the best running game in the league, if you have the best offensive line in the league, I don't care what defense you're going up against, you should have some degree of success. You're probably not going to have Manungai and Swift both running for 100 yards in a game, maybe never again. So that is not something on which you can depend. But what I have bought into is that the Bears have the best running game in the league right now, whether it's because of the offensive linemen or the talent that they have. So I am not afraid of the Packers defense just because of the numbers that they have.
They
and those
don't even
that
lead the league in rushing yards per game or yards per carry. I just want to point that
talk
out.
Talk about the Bears?
Yeah, I just want to point that out.
Oh, it's not top three?
It's definitely top three.
Okay, then what's your point?
Because you said best, like it was an undisputed
fact. I think it was, wasn't it?
For a minute, and then the Bills played.
It's about the Bills. Okay.
I was just letting you know. I wanted you to be factually correct.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. But I do think it's fair to be cautious. It's fair to point out Green Bay's defensive prowess. But it's also fair to say now, you don't run away from that stuff anymore, because the Bears have a
top three
running game and maybe
the best
offensive line in the league.
Sunday's gonna be fun.
Oh god, yeah.
Five on it. Number 4.
Did Bears quarterback DeShaun Wright figure out how to stop the Eagles' tush push?
Eagles.
I'm gonna point this out on this Ye Packers week of 2025. Not the first one, by the way, because there was that game in December or in January that they also won. I would like to point this out. Who was the team leading the charge against the tush push? Wasn't it the Packers? And then it was like, oh, let's vote on it. It's not a football play. What? And then everybody who liked the tush push is like, well, if you want to stop the tush push, then I don't know, stop it. Like, stop it on the field. Let's settle this where it matters, on the gridiron. Well, credit to the Bears, because they, again, did something that the Packers could not. DeShaun Wright stopped the tush push. Almost an automatic play in the league. And it does put the ball somewhat in peril when you're trying to get around that many bodies. Credit to Dennis Allen, who said they had a plan. Credit to DeShaun Wright for actually executing it and getting a game ball finally. So yeah, I think that the Bears showed the league that's how you try to shut down the tush push. Advantage Bears again. Packers can't even make an argument on the field that they tried to make in the court.
I want to be like, yeah, the Bears solved the tush push, but it was one time, one play. The Bears will probably not see a team do that and not be aware that, oh, by the way, that ball security needs to be a little bit better by the quarterback. I think the Eagles will adjust, and I think the tush push will live. Now, I don't think it's as effective this year behind that battered offensive line. Remember, Lane Johnson's not out there, but I still think the Eagles know what they're doing. Those dudes back there, they squat a whole lot. They squat a whole lot between Saquon Barkley and, of course, one Jalen Hurts.
I don't know if they've solved it, but teams will definitely take a look at that. I mean, you got to be super aggressive. And I just love the way Deshaun Wright just ripped that thing out of there. So, yeah, I don't know that he solved it. But, man, that guy continues to be Johnny on the spot. And I can't even call it, like, early in the season, you might call it fortunate, right place, right time. But at some point in time, Deshaun Wright is right. And I mean with an R to start his name. R-I-G-H-T. Mm. Deshaun.
No, don't leave off the W because they're winning right now.
Oh, that's good too.
So many.
So many Deshauns.
So many good things to say.
Love Deshaun. Five on it. Number five.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Raheemy Harris and Grody. Here's our fifth question, which is fill in the blank. Lane Kiffin's departure from Mississippi to LSU is the messiest college football story since...
I take your pick. Since coaches get fired, but the schools still owe them $70 million or so. Jimbo Fisher at 77. Brian Kelly being owed, at what, 54? Isn't that correct? It's something around that. Which leads me to this. The stat from Wilson Alexander. For a brief moment in time, right now, today, LSU is paying Lane Kiffin, Brian Kelly, and Ed Orgeron. Ed is still getting his last buyout payment of $426,000 on December 15th. What's the best job? Get one of these contracts and then get fired. Second best job? Keeping it. And for everybody who's bitter about Lane Kiffin, I go back to the concept of they supposedly gave him an ultimatum at Ole Miss. And then they're like, oh, there's no ultimatum. And I was like, I don't think so. I think there was probably some sort of discussion that was had. Well, guess what? That's the life of modern football in college, I guess, college athletics. So, like, this is the NIL world. You're living in it.
This is the beauty of college athletics in 2025, where everything plays out in public because social media is a thing. And those college kids, they're not going to let you forget about anything. So the phones are rolling at every single movement. When I saw the picture of Lane Kiffin's clothes just in the parking lot, just on a moving, what's that called? A hanger? The coat rack. Yeah, a moving coat rack just sitting in the parking lot. It was amazing. And I was like, when was it this messy? And I was like, oh, I remember the good old Southeastern Conference. Let's go back to 2012. Bobby Petrino, motorcycle accident. He's with a subordinate that he was having an affair with.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how his tenure at Arkansas ended. Yeah, it's the messiest since that.
Did you ever hear about the time Tommy Tuberville left a restaurant out a window because he was at a recruiting dinner?
Yes, I know that story as well.
I'd say Lane Kiffin's departure from Mississippi to LSU is the messiest college football story since right here in our backyard, since Pat Fitzgerald was fired in July of 2023 amid a team hazing scandal. Northwestern said at the time that 11 current and former players had acknowledged that hazing that included forced participation, nudity, and sexualized acts. Pat Fitzgerald reportedly being hired to be the new Michigan State head coach. And I'll just read, just for fairness here, too, I should read that, and this is from the Tribune. This is going back, but when we talk about this stuff, I got to be fair. In a statement following the settlement, Northwestern said in its investigation did not find that Fitzgerald directed or condoned hazing. Quote, while the litigation brought to light highly inappropriate conduct in the football program and the harm it caused, the evidence uncovered during extensive discovery did not establish that any player reported hazing Coach Fitzgerald or that Coach Fitzgerald condoned or directed any hazing, the university said. So to me, I mean, that is the biggest mess that I can remember in college football history.
And all you need to know about that is right after that happened, he was then honored on the 30th anniversary of his team winning the Big Ten and going to the Rose Bowl at Northwestern. So
pretty amazing.
Full victory lap for that young man, Pat Fitzgerald.
I am looking forward to seeing what he can do with resources in terms of players and players that don't have to get straight A's.
Yeah, that was always a question, was what he could do at Northwestern. So now he's at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
More here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We had some fun with it earlier. So now it's time to point out, I've been hearing from people about sports who don't normally talk about sports. Ben Johnson may have fired up an entirely different audience than what he's typically seen in the past. So we'll talk about the impact that the Bears and the coach have had on not just the league, but what I like to call the Good Morning America crowd. So we're going to do that next.
GMA.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Listen to Raheem Harris and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We obviously understand your eagerness to feed Chicago, but I'm curious when the idea of your shirt removal entered consideration for you on Friday.
Well, yeah, that was a spur of the moment deal, I guess. But I figured the sooner the better because, you know, I'm not in the weight room very much anymore. And so this thing keeps getting a little bit worse as we go along in the season. So it was good, man. I hate to draw attention away from our players, but the intent was to bring up the city of Chicago, and hopefully it gave them a little excitement, and because they're a big part of this journey as we're going through the season also. So wanted to bring attention to them.
This is Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. That is Ben Johnson today talking about his iconic moment on Black Friday in the postgame celebration. And if you just look at the headlines, the actual headlines of these stories, Bears coach goes topless in wild locker room celebration after dominating the Eagles. Shirtless Ben Johnson gets Chicago fans free hot dogs. $13 million culture shift inside Ben Johnson's transformation of the Bears. And then all of the frames now, you know, the key frames and the pictures, when you have a moment and you're asking yourself, how do you define this season? A lot of times people are going to flash back to the moment they saw in the locker room. It was one of those that that perfectly defined what we've seen the change in this Bears team to be. It sounds like Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, that Ben Johnson may be revisiting becoming the center of now national attention for having that moment. And I don't think he should regret it. I think he should embrace what he's done to not only motivate the team, but the city.
I don't think he regrets a doggone thing. I think it's a matter of keeping it in perspective and keeping, we got bigger fish to fry coming
humility,
up.
Humility, a little yes. humility.
Like yeah. just flashing, like I did that for Chicago in that moment, locker room Ben. Podium Ben's going to tell you, hey, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of improving to do. I got to get Caleb to the level where people are giving him his respect. You know, all of that.
But now we move into, just thinking about this, we're moving into a week now where he has to be accountable for his words about Matt LaFleur at the beginning of the season.
So, right?
Another blackout, Layla. He was blacked out when he was saying that.
I think he gets into beast mode a
bit. I think so.
Where, like we said earlier, he's like, wait, I called how many pass plays? Whew. I was on a bender. Or wait, I did what after the game? I do think that happens where you're filled with such adrenaline and motivation that, similar to players during games, like how many times have we talked to players about games where some guys are like, whew, what just happened?
Well, I don't think he was blacked out in his introductory press conference, though. So do you think he regrets at all those words that he used? Like,
no.
He didn't have to name drop Matt LaFleur.
There was a smirk there.
Yeah, he's a killer. Like, he doesn't care. He's not quite at the level of Jaquan Brisker doesn't care.
That's because, a different level.
Oh, that is a different level. And by the way, like, that I'm not going to... I think it's an old story, so I am not going to try to stir things up with Jaquan Brisker this week. I only have one day at Hallis Hall this week. But it was the 2 years ago when the Bears played the Packers at the end of the season. The Bears lost the game, and Jaquan Brisker was in the locker room. I was there. I was in Green Bay, and he was in there just torching the Packers offense, torching Romeo Doubs, torching Christian Watson, saying that these guys, there's no stars in that locker room. And it was just hilarious. So there's probably a little bit of remembrance on the Packers part on that. So this is it. It is on.
It's
about to go down.
The excitement of this week, too, and the fact that they had that win this week is such a good level to this.
Yes.
But then it's also the fact that, you know, I call it the Good Morning America crowd. Like, there's a reason Michael Strahan, for example, is on Good Morning America. Nate Burleson is now on the CBS Morning Show. You see this crossover here where sports will get to the people who, I know this might be surprising, don't follow sports as much as we do. You know, the fans on Broadway in Nashville in the Titans schedule release video who think that the Falcons logo is the Red Stallions. Rawr. And they're the ones, a lot of those are my friends. You know, I have friends outside of work who I always crack up because we don't talk about work at all whenever we're hanging out. And then I get texts from my friends and like, man, the Bears coach is really good looking. I'm like, oh, now you're here. Welcome to Bears football this year. Like, oh, now you're interested in the Bears. Or, oh, wow, like, oh, that happened. And then the question is like, oh, well, are they hot? And here's what I would like to say. The Bears are hot. The Bears. You can talk amongst yourselves about body card, face card, whatever. But they're doing hot things.
Hot Bears.
For example, you have people who believe in people, like Dennis Allen believing in his team. It doesn't matter what your pedigree is, whether or not you were drafted, not drafted, undrafted, free agent, dude off the street, dude who didn't have a job. You got guys going to therapy. CeeDee Gardner-Johnson talked about going to therapy twice a week. You got guys talking about flaws they felt like in their character as a person. Remember Jalen Johnson telling us everything about what he went through when he signed his contract? He talked about openly having a sex addiction. You have players who are sacrificing their bodies on the field for other players. Think about everybody who's a position player. That's typically not your job duty. No block, no rock. So objectively, you can make your own opinion for yourself about the attractiveness of the Bears. But to me, they're doing hot things. The Bears are hot.
The whole unit is attractive, is what you're saying.
Sounds inappropriate.
As a collective.
But sure.
Oh, sorry.
Much like Marshall's women, the Bears are at 9 right now.
I have no women. Yeah. I have no women, so I'm on a 0 right now.
Oh, really?
Which is fine.
But
this is the closest to the if it looks hot, wear it mantra that we've gotten since then. That's how I feel. The Joe Madden, if you look hot, wear it. Do you remember that, Mark?
Oh, heck yeah.
You were covering the Cubs
if
that
If it feels
season.
Sexy, wear it, I think it was. I think he used the word sexy. Guys, can we look that up, please?
Is
Thank
this
you.
A Bears glow-up, then? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, like, it's a Bears glow-up.
Is a glow-up complete? No, I say that because...
I like that, Marshall.
A year ago today, think about what was going on in this city.
The Matt Eberflus glow-up.
Well, no, that was a bear down. Ray, you got something?
Yeah, the bear. Joe Madden line on the dress code. If you think you look hot, you wear it. That's the quote.
I stand corrected. I thought sex was involved.
You know what? I'm going to let that one hang all by itself out there. Hang you out to dry.
I think the Mark Grody lyrics brain I think got you're a right. little took over
you're
from
right.
the Mark Grody
I should have known better.
Brain.
My confidence is unwarranted.
815 says, is this going to be a hot bear winter? Let me check science real quick. Yes, according to the Layla Rahimi Almanac, which was invented at 12:36 today, it is going to be a hot bear winter.
It's 25 degrees, but the real Bears feel about 82 degrees today. The Bears temperature, 82. It's 25 in the city, 85 in the Bears.
847, you know how fans dress as Ditka in the stands? Does this mean a ton of shirtless fans now in this weather?
Oh, there will be.
There will be a ton of shirtless fans. And maybe they just have a Pope hat on or something. You got to mix in the Pope into your... And then you have the Ditka mustache. You just become a mashup of every moment that's happening.
I could see shirtless fans with the Ben Johnson mask. And that's how people come to games.
For some reason, and I don't know why this is that it's the people who are... act like that, who have the shirts off and are the most, for some reason, are always right in front of the press box at Halas Hall.
How does that make you feel, Mark?
I love it because it's like a show within the show. It's like we're focused on the game. Okay, how's our guy doing? Oh, our guy is, we had a guy, Emma, you ask Emma. We had a guy like that last week who was trying to get the crowd into it at all times, trying to haze the Pittsburgh fans who were just completely ignoring him. But it was like that. Let's check in on our guy. They're always right in front of the media. Maybe it's on purpose.
Also, I would like to take this time to ask Ray, who always finds the images in connection with our social media posts. Forever, you and I have loved the evil Ben Johnson at the podium where he's leaning over with the air quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Does shirtless Ben Johnson, who Tyler put as our group thread picture, does shirtless Ben Johnson become our new meme
our
favorite picture of Ben Johnson for posts?
Absolutely. We can't, unfortunately, because of the website that we are licensed to, they don't have shirtless Ben Johnson in the images that we can use for our social media. But in our hearts and in our minds, shirtless Ben Johnson is the meme.
Honestly,
texture. Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
Texter asked a good
bow wow.
Texter asked a good question, and that is, like, what's next for Wiener Circle? I mean, that's definitely a exclamation point, right? So what's next? Like, what's the next challenge?
Well, we got to ask Ari tomorrow at 11:45, the Wiener Circle owner.
I bet they got some cooked up, too.
Also, I would like to, I know you asked for the quotes from Jessica Ben Johnson's wife. So he said today... To be honest, I haven't heard anything from outside of the building. My wife said, my wife is just laughing. That's about it. I guess my 2-year-old was watching the TV screen back at home, and she's looking and says, no shirt, no shirt. She just pointed at the screen. No shirt, no shirt.
See the kids start crying. Why is he doing that?
You know what's really funny, too, is Robbie was behind him in line at the Cubs game.
Oh, yeah. And he wouldn't talk to him.
Well, Robbie refused to approach Ben Johnson.
Well, he probably feels some type of way about Ben Johnson in general from a personal standpoint. But also he said he was in dad mode. Remember he said...
He was holding I think he was holding the daughter we just mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was...
Juxtapose that with what we saw on Friday. Like, think Whoa. About that.
Hey, locker room Ben is a thing.
People have range.
People have range. He's got a lot of range.
You can have your family and then also be a beast on the field or in the locker
room.
He's
proving it.
Clipboard.
He's proving it. How many of you other men out there can pull that off?
Have you ever seen Old School?
That's good. Yeah, yeah. That's a fictional movie, though.
I think it's a lot more based on real life than you think.
Oh, really? 4-year-olds going back to college?
My married friends who have kids, when we go out, It's like they forgot that they're married with kids.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Not in a bad way, but in
that means it's in a bad way.
No,
a lot of flirting going on with the waitresses.
He saw me raise my eyebrow.
It's more of the fact that when they're out, it's like they're back in when we used to go out and just having a good time.
You're telling
me
they're not flirting a little more with the server?
I've seen his married friends out and about. They don't do that.
Doug, right?
I think
Doug is not married.
Doug's not married.
Oh, really?
They're out there doing things that their kids would be embarrassed about.
Exactly.
They're dancing, doing the dance moves their kids would be embarrassed
about. Bring your green hat. Yeah.
Their kids couldn't fathom that their dad used to act this way. That's what it really is, because he's a dad.
And fortunately for Ben Johnson's kids, they just get to see it real time.
Real time.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Got it better work out. You know what I mean? Like this, like he better be here for the next 7 to 10 years, because like if this is his legacy, if that's that, like that's a problem.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Wrong. I don't know.
Oh, so, this would go in the club dub category.
Kind of. But that, I mean,
liked club dub.
There was winning in 2018. So that was fun. Club dub, let's not pretend like club dub wasn't fun, but it did wear out, of course, when you start to lose.
Hey,
Everything does.
To quote a book that is sometimes misquoted, but I think in this case not, sing joyfully, dance joyfully. It's okay. People can celebrate their wins.
Love it. Yeah. Do what you, let your weirdness out, right?
Is that
what they say?
Or something?
Yeah.
If you look hot, wear it. Or in this case, don't. Caller 6 to the Score contest line. 312-644-6767. Wait, that's our hotline, Ray. It's like 540-0670, isn't it? I'm just reading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they have us read these promos. Caller 6 to the Score contest line. 312-540. What did I just say? 0670, thank you. We'll win a pair of tickets to the Score's holiday broadcast on December 11th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois performance stage from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So yeah, we're doing a special broadcast. And sorry, I can't think of all the things at the same time like that. My brain only holds so much. Coming up next, we want to take more calls. 312-644-6767. So that is our call number. If you were to tell the country why the Bears are the number one seed in the NFC, what would you say? How do you feel about the Black Friday game? How clothed are you right now? You don't have to tell
us. Whoa.
Next up, Rahimi.
Oh, no, we
want to
know.
Oh, wow.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Doesn't mean anything. You know, there's five games left, so we got a long ways to go, and we have not been guaranteed a spot in the tournament yet. We have to earn that right, and the only way you can earn that right is by finding a way to win the next game. So that's where our sole focus is.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We are taking your call, 312-644-6767 on this Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody.
What?
Hello. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, I have to tell you, I've been a Caleb Williams skeptic for about a year and a half, but I'm definitely, he's winning me over, and I see the upside. He's got upside potential. He's one of the few quarterbacks that has not been injured in a year and a half. So just between his strength, being able to come through in some of those clutch moments, he's definitely not a finished product, but he still has, you're starting to see, hey, there's a real upside here.
Kevin, thanks for your call. And yeah, availability has been one of his strengths. He's talked about it. Caleb Williams is durable. And that's not something that we can say for a lot of quarterbacks, even young ones in the league.
Sometimes I think it's awkward the way he slides and gets down extra early when he runs. But you know what? It's working for him because he's preserved his body.
His upside is undeniable. I'll say. Like, still got a lot of work to do. Wasn't a great game for him against the Eagles, but the upside is at a 10.
Let's go to the phones again, 312-644-6767. And Tony in Wonder Lake. Tony, this isn't the morning show. How are you?
Layla, nice to talk to you again. Long time no talk. Yeah, I usually am a frequent flyer with Molly and Haw, but today I had an opportunity to listen to you guys, and you're doing a fantastic job, of course.
Good to hear
you. Know, it's good to hear you guys too. And what I would tell someone is Ben Johnson, more than anything, has taught these guys how to compartmentalize everything, including the outcomes of games. They take things as they come. Their coaching staff is versatile enough to change on a dime when it comes to fit the situation. And I guess kind of the scary thing is you're only seeing about 30% of Ben Johnson's vision for this offense. The players he has in place right now can adapt, and they soak everything in like a sponge. I'm really excited about where the team's going, you know, but the prove-it game is going to be this weekend. You know, you have the Packers with a very meaningful game coming up, and we've always had egg in the face in these types of situations. You know, the game last year, it was great to see them win that game, but at the same time, this is where the rubber meets the road. If they can come through and do what they've been doing to the Packers, and then, you know, I think they're for real, but that will really make them legitimately for real. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Thanks for the call. What they've been doing to the Packers? What have the Bears been doing? Did I hear that wrong?
I thought I assumed he meant like the successful teams. Or what he said, like what they've been suffering against the Packers.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Tony, thanks for staying up late. Tony's typically a morning show caller.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, all are welcome. We all share. We share listeners here on this station.
So that said, let's go to William on the South Side. William, you're on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
We're really good.
I'm waiting on Green Bay and what they do in San Francisco before I make a true termination, and the players that are injured to come back.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're still holding out a little bit, I'm not gonna go at you for that. I mean, this is a pretty big game on Sunday that would basically probably clinch things for the Bears in the division. You're right, at San Francisco, second to last game of the season. Bears got blasted there last year. Just another one of those things that hopefully the Bears will redeem themselves on. But I hear you. I do.
I definitely understand why people can still have a sense of apprehension. We mentioned off the top when you had your pretty graphic that left the 49ers off the bottom.
It's really fancy this time, guys.
9-4. Here's the reality of the situation.
You can see it on Twitch.
Nice. If the Bears lose Sunday to the Packers, they could go from being the one seed in the East to out of the playoff picture. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they could be the eighth best team in the NFC if they lose.
Hmm.
That's a real thing that can
happen.
There's
a fine line right now, Mr. Marshall.
Is. There's a lot of teams with 8 wins, and the team that doesn't have 8 wins that's currently in the playoff picture, they're a division leader, so they're not going anywhere.
But you got Cleveland after the game, just in case you... What a perfect time, because you might need a palate cleanser that day against Cleveland, and your guy Shadur.
You're also getting very formidable defensive lines when you consider what the Bears just faced, what they'll face in Green Bay, the pass rush, and then what they'll face even against the Browns. Like, that, the test of the pass rush versus the Bears trying to establish the run game is going to be center stage for the next several weeks.
I think for the Bears in total, we've said it a lot, and I know the win over Philadelphia on the road makes you feel a certain type of way, but there's no time to let off the gas now. There's no time to let off the gas.
They know that. Well, and that is my bigger point of their expectations are real. Sorry. I mean, be careful what you wish for, like, because there's no longer the benefit of the doubt, and this is a developing season, and everything is just cake and gravy and all of that good stuff. Nope. Things have changed. Now there's an expectation. There is potential for disappointment with this Bears team now.
Ah, yes. Something we know well. Mm-hmm. Potential for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I still think they're on the upswing as well. And that the biggest tests are now what happens when you have to play with that expectation. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yep, they're here. What are you going to do now, Bears?
What? No. How about this? What are you going to do now, Dan Weiderer?
Yeah.
That the Bears got to 9 wins and they beat the Eagles in Philly.
What are you going to do now?
I believe that Dan Weiderer has some explaining to do.
Weezy
Culture DDN.
So we'll talk to Dan Weiderer next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.